Hey guys, this is Bill Kavanaugh from the Pacific Queen. It's Tuesday morning. We're just leaving L.A. Harbor. I rendezvoused with Mark Paisano and Paul Strausser from San Pedro Bait Company, and we got a beautiful load of anchovy on board, and I am just kind of breathing a pretty big sigh of relief. This was very important, pretty instrumental, I feel, for going up with a really nice load of bait, and we got it. We're stoked. The anchovy that we have on board is, I'd have to say it's like 70% hook bait, and the size of the hook bait that we have, you guys are probably going to want to fish a number two or a number one live bait hook. Number two, number ones are going to be the hook size, straight J hook. I'd have to say a Mustad 94-150 or an Eagle Claw 118 are going to be your hooks of choice, and I would definitely recommend having a little 36-inch fluorocarbon leader on there. I'd say 20, 25, and 30-pound line is what you guys are going to want to fish with, straight fly line. The other thing that I'd recommend as far as tackle is going to be a P-line laser minnow. That lure is essentially the same as a Megabait. I think P-line got the Megabait mold. So P-line laser minnow in 3-ounce and 4-ounce sizes in a sardine or an anchovy-type pattern like a blue and silver or a black and silver. Those work really good up in the Central Coast. I don't know what it is, but I've seen a number of times where those laser minnow type lures, they actually outfish live bait. It's kind of crazy, but for whatever reason, that Central Coast fish really gets keyed in on that type of lure. So I definitely have a couple of those in your arsenal. And then when you're fishing that larger, not that larger, but when you're fishing that casting lure, you're able to get away with heavier lines. So you're fishing that type of setup, one of those laser minnows, I'd fish 40 or 50-pound lines. So that would be my recommendations. And we have beautiful weather. We have 150 scoops of beautiful anchovies on the boat. We got fresh line on all of our gear on board, fresh trolling feathers tied on our trolling outfits. And we're going to be up there fishing albacore tomorrow morning. Me, Kenny, and Ryan. There's going to be another boat offshore. Sal's going to be running his first passenger trip on the Pacific Horizon. So he's going to be on the water tomorrow. We're going to get a little bit better overview picture of what's going on with more boats on the water tomorrow. I think the Admiral is going to be out tomorrow as well. They're either out today or tomorrow. I'm not really sure. But at any rate, we're going to have more boats on scene, and we're going to have a little bit better idea what's going on. Our time frame is such that I'm going to be able to kind of get wherever I want to go at first light. So I think I'm going to be a pretty good distance to the west-southwest of where that fish was caught yesterday, so we can just kind of take a look at some different water. The last good water picture that we had, it seems as though that better water is down to the southwest. Looking at it, it seems like, according to that water picture, that fish that Sal caught yesterday, they weren't even into that better water. So we're going to be down there in the morning and look at that. And we're going to be able to fish till dark. So I told my guys that they better get a lot of rest today, because if we have fish that want to bite, we're going to catch a lot of them. Anyhow, that's it. We're all fired up. We got 150 scoops of beautiful anchovy on the boat, and we're fishing albacore tomorrow morning. And we'll check in tomorrow with reports, real-time reports on albacore tomorrow morning. We'll check in then. We're out.